Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. In gratitude to these anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass, now located in Fort Laramie, owned by Jason Meyer, formerly in Clayton, Ohio, AAG Inc., now in Fort Laramie. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. McCall Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney. And a new location for your convenience in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. Plus a couple of new underwriting sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi and Primary Eye Care Associates, five locations in the upper Miami Valley. We've got the opening tip and starters next, Minster Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And also gratitude to Sydney Car Care, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Sydney Car Care is the best. 1080 4th Avenue between the drive-in theater and the hospital in Sydney. 492-9495, 492-9495. Call Sydney Car Care and let Corey Shreves and Todd Brown know you heard about Sydney Car Care here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Request the same.
And these two Anna community sponsors are on the web with us all season long. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On Time High Tech Computer Solutions and Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna. Eight expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers Inc. We'd like to note for you that this coming Sunday at the St. John Arena in Columbus, that's March 6th, from 8 to 11, the Fort Laramie cheerleaders take part in state competition. The Redskins are in Division 5 competition. Minster, by the way, is in Division 4. These young ladies work extremely hard. They deserve this kind of recognition. So if you'd like, get out and support the Fort Laramie cheerleaders, the Minster cheerleaders competition this coming Sunday from 8 to 11 a.m. 8 to 11 a.m. At Sunday, March 6th, St. John Arena in Columbus. It all starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. Statewide cheerleading competition, Fort Laramie girls and the Minster girls. Starting lineups being introduced, Leanne Yulsman at guard for the Minster Wildcats, 5'4", a senior. She's joined by Lindsay Repkeman, 5'9" tall, a junior, 9 points a game. Anna Schmidtmeyer, a 5'10" senior at 7.5 a game starts. Rosie Westerbeck, 5'9", junior, 9 points a game. And Courtney Pringer in the middle, 6 feet tall at the ninth grader. She's a freshman, averaging 9 points a game. And as we noted, Dan Stetscholdy, head coach of Minster. And she greets the Fort Laramie Lady Redskins as they enter the floor. The starting five, Taylor Gasson, 5'7", a senior. Olivia Quincher, is in the opening five. Well, I should say Caitlin Lupke starts, 5'6", and a junior. Olivia Quinter will come in off the bench right away, no doubt. Jessica Berger, 15.5 points a game, 5'10", a senior up front, along with Katie Hoing, 5'11", a senior in the middle, and Holly Fry, 5'9", a senior, just over 10 points a game to round out the starting five. I mentioned the name of Olivia Quinter. She's worked her per-game average now up to 6 per contest. She'll be one of 3 or 4 super subs head coach Carla Siegel will call on in this game tonight. Speaking of subs, Minster's got several too. Chuck, both teams have become pretty deep here in the month of March in the tournament.
Well, and that's what you shoot for, and that's when you have good coaching. You bring players along. Some people that you didn't use a lot early in the season are now playing quite a bit for you.
Minster defeated Marion Local by 12 in the district final. Downed Upper Soda Valley by 16 in the sectional final. And had a tough contest with Ada, did Minster, in round two of the tournament, the sectional. After taking an opening round bye, beat Ada by only 6, trailed for 2.5 quarters in that game. Opening tip won by Minster. Wildcats in the road, black. Orange numbers, white trim. Fort Romney wearing white from top to bottom, black numerals with red outlining. Top of the circle with the ball for Minster, it's Westerbeck. Gives it up to Yulesman, 25 feet away, checked out by Gasson. Near side pass is thrown out of bounds off the fingertips of Schmidtmeyer. Close guarding by Berger caused it, and the Redskins will bring it down the floor against three-quarter court pressure from Minster. Inbounding Katie Hoing to Gasson. Two number 10s on each other. Hielsman guarding Gasson, who steers to the right side on top to Berger. Berger faked right, went left. High-low action down inside for Katie Hoing, and Minster solves that right away, anticipating the pass and picked it off. Quickly up the floor, Schmidtmeyer for Minster. Now to Hielsman. We played 50 seconds, no score. Outside the arc on the right, it's Reckerman. Reckerman picked up by Lupke. Reckerman on the bounce, spin move, baseline. Can't drive, choked off. Goes top of the key to Westerbeck. Westerbeck spinning, now to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer back to Rose. He might have gotten away with a walk. Left-handed shot in the lane, in and out, no good. Rebound taken in by Katie Hoing of Fort Warming.
Tough shot.
Sure was, almost went in. Redskins in backcourt, working over the timeline. It's Lupke. Lupke 25 feet away. To Holly Fry, left wing, starts to drive between two Minster players. Drives, it rolls off, no good. Good effort by Holly, but it wouldn't trickle in. It spun off the back of the iron, rebounded by Minster. Quickly, forecourt right at Springer. Springer dives into the lane, shot deflected. Good defense by Fort Laramie. Minster fans wanted a foul. Berger quickly down the floor. Fast break to Gasson, driving layup with the left. It's good. Nice play by Taylor with the left hand all the way to the rim. Good feed by Berger. Redskins got the goal in transition. Down inside, it's Springer. Fadeaway shot from Minster, no good. Rebound, Reckerman missed it. Rolling baseline right, touch last by Fort Laramie, and it goes out of bounds.
Well, I think Laramie got away with a travel on that basket, but then Minster just got away with a big shove under the basket there, so evened out.
Reckerman inbounding. Goes ahead of the key to Schmidtmeyer, quickly inside to Pringer. Pringer pivots up over Katie Hoing and banks it in. She used the glass.
We haven't seen them in a while, and already I can see Pringer is becoming more of an offensive threat.
She might have gotten away with a little bit of a step, too. We're tied up 2 each. We played 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Berger foul line, Fort Warming. 16-footer hit the back heel, no good. Rebound kicked out to Pringer of Minster. She glides down the floor, takes it 60 feet all the way to the rim, unguarded. Good! Courtney Pringer wasn't stopped. Redskins didn't slow her down. She went the length of the floor, holding back door to Berger, driving layup, yes! Good assist by Katie Hoing. Berger on the finish. We're tied at 4. 5:14 to go, first quarter. Midcourt with the ball, Hielsman for Minster, 35 feet away. Loops it left side to Westerbeck, picked up by Berger. Rosie on the bounce, gets a screen from Pringer, steps back, shoots the long one, it's in the air, a two-pointer, good! Westerbeck bombs it in. That was about as far out of the floor as two could be without being a three-pointer. 6-4, Minster. Gassing to Katie Hoing, left side pass to Lupke. Lupke, 25 feet away from Fort Laramie. Starts to drive on Westerbeck. She's doubled. Gives it up to Holly Fry. Head of the key, Gasson. Near side, Lupke. Lupke holding. Gives it up to Holly Fry, who fumbled. Berger came out to retrieve. Jessica pulls up at the foul line. Finds Hoing down low on the left. She can't hang on. Off her fingertips. It hits the boundary below the backboard, out of bounds to Minster.
And that was the point I made. Jessica Berger had a chance to take it to the basket that time, and she tried to throw the pass instead. She needs to think score.
4:26 left in the first. Westerbeck to midcourt against three-quarter court pressure. Unlike some sectional and district games we saw, Chuck, turnovers at a minimum so far in this one. Here's Springer in the post, on the block, turns, banks it short. Good double team. Maddie Brandewey, who's in off the bench, put the clamps on Bringer along with Fry. Fort Laramie down the floor in a hurry. Berger with a lob pass low on the left to Olivia Quinter, who's come in for the Redskins, and it's swatted out of bounds by Minster. Who got that block, Chuck?
Hey, the six-foot freshman is playing both ends of the floor. Bringer.
Bringer with a big-time cram for Minster to preserve the 6-4 lead. Minster on top. Allie Fisher's checked in. 5'4 sophomore for Minster. Baseline left. Quinter trying to find somebody. Goes to Berger, cutting toward the basket. She's in the paint. Tie-up occurs. Good play by Minster. Is Allie Borgerding, who's on the hardwood now, 5'8 junior, got her mitts around it. After Berger juggled a little bit, it's ruled a jump. The arrow enables the Redskins to keep it, though. Baseline left of the hoop. Quinter to trigger. Hits Berger. Now to Hattie Meyer on the arc. Hattie shot fake. Pulls up the elbow in the left. Overshoots it. No good. Rebound pinballed around. Comes down to Pringer at Minster. Gives it up at midcourt on the play to Allie Borgerding. Guarded by Fry near midcourt. Near side pass Fisher. Right corner, Westerbeck. Greeting her is Quinter. They look inside for Pringer. Can't find her. Maddie Brandewey in now for Katie Hoing for Fort Laramie. There's the ball thrown to Pringer. Low on the right. She's called for the walk, but she might have committed earlier. That time it was observed.
Yep, you were right. When she catches the ball, she has a tendency to chop both her feet when she makes that move.
Sure does. It was spotted by the referee. That trip down the floor. Still 6-4, Minster. 3:24 to go in the first. Hattie Meyer, midcourt for Fort Laramie. Hattie's got the ball 25 feet away, the 5'3 sophomore. There's the ball pounded down inside by Fort Laramie, and it's smacked out of bounds by Minster below the backboard. Holly Fry, Jessica Berger get breathers for the Redskins. Baseline right. Inbound and Quinter, lobbing foul line to Brandewey for Fort Laramie. Puts it on the deck, drives. The high shot goes long right. Good rebound by Maddie. Little left-hand hook in the lane, deflected by Minster. Wildcats come out of there with it. Minster in backcourt of Fisher. Small bump. Meyer gets her. Common foul. 3:03 to go in the first. 6-4, Minster. It's been a low-scoring defensive tussle so far. That's what we anticipated. Chuck, 45 points will probably win this game.
Oh, I think you're right on that.
Getting set to inbound in backcourt for Minster is Borgerding. Flips it up ahead on the play to Schmidtmeyer, 30 feet away. Guarded by Brandewey. Bounce pass to Westerbeck. Gasson on her. Fort Laramie, the man-to-man. Westerbeck, crossover dribble, starts your drive, running one-hander in the air, hit the iron, bounced up, came down to Katie Hoing. Fort Laramie's got it. 6-4, Minster. Here is Quinter, zipping up the right side of the floor for Fort Laramie. Fumble it away, and Minster gobbles up the loose ball. It's Fisher in backcourt. Firing up ahead to Schmidtmeyer. Deep in the left corner, Wildcats control. 2:28 to go in the first. Ball rolling free momentarily. Allie Borgerding traces it down top of the circle. Gives it up near side to Haley Balmer, who throws toward the center line over and back. It sails. Each team exchanging miscues now the last two trips down the floor.
I think for Fort Laramie, what you're seeing here is something you haven't seen. Fry and Berger were out for about 40 seconds tops.
Very short respite for the Redskins' two leading scorers. 2:15 left to go first quarter. 6-4, Minster. Here's Berger 30 feet away. Being guarded now by Redkman. Great pass down inside to Katie Hoing. Good look. She banked it in from short range. Tied up at six. Jessica attracts so much attention when she feels pressure from two. She will find the open player more often than not. Half dozen points each. Redkman drives into the lane for Minster. Pulls up. 10-footer. Short. No good. Rebound down to Gasson. Outlet to Quinter. Quinter up ahead for Fort Loramie. Cross court for Hoing. Hook it up to Minster. We got Mitz on the ball in the lane. Minster will benefit from the signal at the scorer's table. Minute 39 to go. First quarter. Even up at six. Yeah, these two clubs have played games in the last 3 years, Chuck, of 46-45 and 45-44.
Yeah, that's what you're going to see, mid-40s.
7 years ago, Fort Loramie won a big regional semifinal over Minster by 14 points when Minster had beaten Fort Loramie in the regular season. Here's Minster having difficulty out high. Here's a lateral pass across the floor intended for Uelsman. It bounds up against the scorer's table, Fort Loramie ball. There's some jitters being felt now by both teams. Neither club the last minute and a half to 2 minutes has gotten a real good shot. Katie Hoing did make a goal for Fort Loramie. We're tied at six. Minster hasn't produced points now for better than 2 minutes on the clock. Here's Holly Fry, 30 feet away for Fort Loramie. Now to Katie Hoing, picked up by Pringer. Katie starts to drive. Defensive foul, Pringer, who wasn't set. Baseline left of the basket. Fort Loramie will throw in. Caitlin Lupke will try. Team foul situation, Chuck, to this point.
Each team has one.
Just one apiece. We've had very limited number of fouls, just two. Here's a bounce pass to Berger, high on the left, into the post to Fry. Tried to make the extra throw to Hoing, low on the right, and it skipped through her legs.
Well, that pass was going to be so low, the MC catches it. If you're going to throw the ball to a big player, you got to throw it up where they want it. They don't want it down around their ankles.
We're stuck at 6-6. Minster's gone 2.5 minutes without a point. 25 feet away for Minster. It goes to Redkman. Berger on her. That's a good duel all night long. We'll see that matchup. Berger, Redkman. Ball flipped to Pringer in the post. Squares up against Katie Hoing. Muscling inside. Pringer. 5 foot banker straight away. Got it. Courtney Pringer is strong in the middle. She has grown up only a ninth grader, but the freshman now playing like a junior. Here's Lupke, a long 18-footer, deflected, loose ball rebound in the lane. Katie Hoing missed it hard. Weak side rebound out of bounds to Minster. 22.6 to go in the first quarter.
Katie's got to gather herself and go up strong with that. You can't just flip it up towards the basket.
Jessica Berger on the floor with Holly Fry, Katie Hoing, Caitlin Lupke, Maddie Randewee for Fort Loramie. Minster in backcourt. It is Leanne Uelsman, very good three-point shooter with the ball. Uelsman 30 feet away. Gives it up to Westerbeck with 10 to go. Westerbeck drives to the foul line. Spin move. Goes up and under. Banked it on the run. Oh, it rimmed. Loose ball rebound, Westerbeck. At the buzzer. Good! She hit it. The rebound, Aram to the baseline, right of the rim. Westerbeck fouled a missed shot and pumped home a 10-footer to beat the buzzer. We played one here at Vandalia Butler. Minster 10, Fort Loramie 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Do you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Redskins get the second quarter underway with a possession. Holly Fry hits the cutting Jessica Berger. She's challenged near the rim, left it short, no good. Fort Loramie down the floor in a jiffy. Here's a pull-up Jay, missed on the play by Retkerman. Rebound Berger. Berger against two Minster players. Barrels down the middle, stripped on the play by Minster. And we're off and running, Chuck, here in quarter number two.
Well, Minster came out in a 2-3 zone that last time, and they had the ball down to Jessica. She just couldn't get it up on the rim.
Baseline left of the basket. Quinter, good feed on the interior to Fry. Left it short, no good. Got it back. It hit the underside of the backboard and bounded out of bounds. Minster defensively has held Fort Loramie to 6 points in the first 8.5 minutes.
They've left 6 points on the board just in missed shots right around the basket.
Redskins put the pressure on. Here's Hulsman up over the timeline for Minster, which is up by four. Lukey guards Hulsman way out on the hardwood. Oh, here's an overplay. Oh, what a steal by Quinter. Took it away from Westerbeck. Driving and scoring. Olivia Quinter made a mad dash to the rim after the interception. Excellent alertness by her. 10-8, Mister by two. Here's Springer deep in the right corner. Wheels around Hoyne. Looking to go to work. A great shot on the play by Springer. What a move. She's off to a brilliant start. Here's Fort Loramie countering Berger on the racehorse down the floor. Hits Holly Fry near the rim, and she's got two. Redskins come right back after the Bringer goal. 12-10, Minster. 6:40 left to go, quarter number two. Here's Fisher on the arc, deep left corner to Schmidtmeyer. Natalie Ann Hulsman. Fort Loramie defensively, hands up. Redskins appear to maybe be in a zone right now.
Well, I think they needed to do something because they can't guard Bringer man-to-man.
Outside the arc of the left is Schmidtmeyer. I think the Wildcats have recognized now it's no longer man defense being employed by the white shirts. Deep in the right corner, it is Rosie Westerbeck. Out back to Reckman. To Rosie, right corner. Long three, missed it hard. Big time rebound, Bringer below the rim, goes to the basket and lays it through. She's got four field goals already. 14-10. I said four, I should have said five. She's got 10 of Minster's 14 points. Courtney Bringer, the ninth grader, outstanding game. Here is Berger, 20 feet away for Fort Loramie, firing a pass down low, deflected on the play by Minster, but an over-the-shoulder foul.
You called that on Westerbeck. That's Rosie's first. Only the second team in Fort Loramie only has one.
And Courtney Pringer's got a foul on her for Minster.
Right.
Baseline right, Quinter inbounding for Fort Loramie. Throws to Holly Fry, 20 feet away. Deep in the right corner to Quinter, 5:39 left in the first half. Minster up 4, 14-10. In the right corner, Brandon Weed down low to Fry. A good overplay by Minster and a steal by Schmidtmeyer. Backcourt to Hulsman on the bounce. Crossover dribble against Lupke. Left wing, Westerbeck. Throws it away. Deflected by Lupke to Berger. Lead out to Quinter. Quinter strolling down the floor. Bumped at the basket. She'll get to Reckerman on the foul for Minster.
You know, Quinter was a starter, and then she got sick. And I think the reason she had to move back into the starting lineups because when she comes into the game, she really sparks them. I think that's a good move to bring her in off the bench.
Here is Taylor Gasson at the stripe. Or I should say Olivia Quinter at the free throw line. Missed it. A little long. No good. 5:16 to go, second quarter, 14-10 Minster. Berger, Gasson, Quinter, Maddie Brandewee, Holly Fry on the floor for Fort Loramie. Second foul shot being tried to Quinter, got it. 14-11, Minster up three. We're near the five-minute mark. Here's a chest pass down the floor. Yulesman hits Reckerman. Baseline right, pulls up, wants to shoot, cannot. It's thrown on the arc to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer's got it straight away back to Yulesman. 25 feet away on the right, it's Allie Borgerding. Zone defense now by Fort Loramie, which has been burned by Courtney Pringer, the six-foot freshman for Minster, who's produced 10 already in this game.
Now she sat down, so they've gone back to their man-to-man now.
Yep, Pringer getting a breather for the Minster Wildcats. She's on the bench momentarily. Man defense for the Lady Redskins. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Here's Yulesman. Bobbled the ball near the sideline, got it back, threw it cross court to Westerbeck. Berger on her. Rosie goes to the head of the circle, gives it up left corner. Wraparound pass down on the inside to Schmidtmeyer. He goes up to shoot, stolen by Fort Loramie. Lead out to Berger, shot fake, left hand layup is good, and a foul. It's on Minster. Berger with a chance to make the free throw and knock this game at 14. Very good play by Jessica Berger. She got the ball in traffic after the missed shot and quick rebound by Fort Loramie. And she was down low on the left, waited for defenders to pass by, then went up, drew the foul, connects on the free throw, and we're tied again at 14. 4:06 to go here in the second quarter. Cross-court pass near side. Here's Borgerding for Minster. Borgerding 20 feet away, gives it up to Yulesman. Yulesman looks for the cutter, Reckerman, Leanne to the foul line, picked up there by Gasson. Throws it behind the intended receiver, Westerbeck, far left flank, out of bounds. Redskins now with a chance to go on top in this game. Fort Loramie's not been in front in this contest. We have ties at 2, at 4, and at 6. Again now at 14. Over the timeline comes Gasson. 3:40 to go here in the second quarter. Taylor 25 feet away. Throws to Berger. Back door. Punched out of bounds. Good play by Minster, which was aware that the Fort Loramie player might be sliding along the baseline beneath the rim. Ball was tapped out. Fort Loramie inbounds. Low on the left. It goes to Fry. Ball shaken free. Goes to the top of the circle. Picked up by Gasson. Right wing to Quinter. Quinter drives. Overshot it. Weak side rebound in the corner by Reckerman of Minster. And here's a good heads-up play by Fort Loramie's Quinter in backcourt. And she causes a tie-up. Minster will still keep it. 3 minutes and 22 seconds to go here in the first half. 14-14 tie. It was 10-6 Minster after one. Minster's been held to 4 points in the first 5 minutes of period number two. Here's Leanne Yulesman 30 feet away. Right wing to Borgerding. Looks inside for Pringer, who's back on the court now. Comes out high to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer 25 feet out. Holly Fry on Courtney Pringer in the lane. And the Minster crowd.
Well, look out.
Yep. Wildcat fans have been noticing some contact in the middle of the paint. Fry leaning on Pringer. It caught the official's attention. Finally, whistle blown, common personal. Here's Pringer in the lane. Foul line, Reckerman. 15-foot jumper. Bingo! She's got it. Nice screen by Pringer, who handed off to Reckerman, who launched it in. 16-14. Minster by two. 2:40 left to go. First half. Here's a pass fired by Fry for Berger. It's way too high. An attempted backdoor play, and it goes out of bounds to Minster. Three-quarter court pressure being applied now by Fort Loramie. Allie Fisher checks back in for Minster in place of Leanne Yulesman.
Well, I'll tell you what, coming into this, if you would have told me that the key in the first half for Minster was Courtney Pringer, I would have told you you were nuts.
She has
improved so much.
She is a freshman who's made a big mark on this game and on the second half of the year this season for the Minster Wildcats. Boy, she's going to be a phenomenal player as an upperclassman. Here's the ball looped in the right corner to Fisher. She shot, puts up a three for Minster. It's in and out, no good. Lift the rim, was down below the iron. Somehow snapped out, and the rebound was eventually nicked out of bounds by Minster. Fort Loramie will bring it down, trailing by two with 2:26 left to go in the first half. Up the right side comes Gasson. Gasson to Hoing to Lupke. Baseline left, Berger. She's in position. Got it, and she fouled. Oh, the Redskins love that play. Berger peels off a screen or two below the rim, pops out on the block, low left side. The angle is there for the entry pass from the flank. Jessica catches in position, and Chuck, you might as well let her score it because she's going to make the shot whether you foul or not.
Well, and she is so adept at going to her left hand that you're not going to do anything to her when she switches hands on. She's not going to shoot that with her right hand.
That was a lefty off glass. She was fouled. She's at the free throw line now. Swish on the free throw, and the Redskins have got their first lead of the night, 17-16. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go, first half. Pranger, Reckerman, Fisher, Schmidtmeyer, Hulsman on the court now for Minster. Midcourt, Leanne Hulsman. Left side pass to Fisher. Fisher on the bounce. Whips it in the right corner. Anticipating is Fort Loramie. Good overplay by Quinter, who stole it to Hattie Meyer. Outlet to Berger, twisting, turning it away. And she draws a two-shot foul. Good swan dive move by Jessica Berger as she angled through the paint on that three-on-two break. She knew she would meet resistance and get fouled. She's at the stripe. Two more shots for Jessica. Reckerman now's got two on her. She's been guarding Berger all night. Free throw Berger, front rim, backboard, and in. 18-16 in favor of Fort Lauderdale, which has scored 12 here in period number two to Minster 6.
Well, they're going a little bigger now. Savannah Luthman, a junior, 5'10", who played a lot early, and then Pringer got more and more playing time. They've got them both on the floor now here at the same time.
Berger connects twice at the stripe for Fort Loramie, which is now in front, 19-16. Here's a long pass down the floor by Fisher for Pringer. It's through her hands. It goes out of bounds. Minster turns it over.
You throw the ball to your post players 25 feet from the basket with a back term, why do that?
Have no advantage gained, even if she's looking toward you. At 6 feet tall, she doesn't want to catch that one out 25 feet away anyway. And we've got a whistle far side of the floor as the Redskins began to run their offense. Maybe a moving screen from Hattie Meyer? I think that's what it was. If so, that's number two on her. A minute 41 to go in the first half. 19-16, Fort Loramie in the lead.
I think sometimes the official blow their whistle just because they haven't called a call yet in the game.
Midcourt, here's Fisher with the ball for Minster. Picked up tightly on the play by Gasson. Fisher with a left-hand dribble. Tries to lead Westerbeck low on the left. She catches, squares up, and hits the 10-footer. Couple of nice jump shots made in this game by Westerbeck, who deflects a long Fort Loramie pass out of bounds. 19-18 is our score.
Well, Westerbeck, when she was at New Bremen, I loved her game there as a freshman, and she's gotten better and better.
At that goal by Westerbeck, brought a momentary halt to a nice streak of Fort Loramie. The Redskins had popped home 9 of 11 points. Here's the ball thrown, left wing, Quinter, cross-court, Berger, set shot, long three, look out, got it! Way outside, Jessica Berger fires up the Redskins, cheering section across the way. 22-18, Fort Loramie. Minster difficulty at the center line. We might have a 10-second call, no. Head coach Nan Stecksholy gets a timeout in the nick of time. 22-18, Redskins up four late in the first half. On scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Laramie. Super deals always. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way ever since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Minster now down by four. Fort Laramie in the zone. Courtney Pringer on the court in the post for Minster. The Wildcats casually throwing the ball back and forth at the guard position as the clock trickles down to 17, 16. Redskins up four, late second quarter. Westerbeck 25 feet away, out of Yulesman. 10 seconds to go. Minster yet to start its offense. Yulesman motioning. Still no offense from Minster. Down to three, two. Cross court pass, long shot. Minster way short. Rebound Westerbeck at the buzzer. Good! She makes it, and it counts. Rosie Westerbeck with three big field goals here in the first half. One at the end of the first quarter, one at the end of the second. She's got four buckets in all, and it's 22-20 Fort Laramie after two quarters of play. It's a thriller, as we expected. We'll return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime program in a moment. Fort Laramie up by two over Minster on scoresbroadcast.com. God.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. It's halftime here at Vandalia Butler. Girls Division 4 Regional Semifinal, 22-20. Minster leads Minster by 2 points. Jessica Berger took over the game much of that second quarter for Fort Laramie. For Minster, it's been the Westerbeck-Pringer show. Those are the themes, Chuck, of the first half.
No doubt. In rebounding, 10 each, 4-3. Offensive rebounding advantage to the Wildcats. Minster's turned the ball 10 times. Fort Laramie's turned it 6. 5-6 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Wildcats haven't gone there in the first half. Individual scoring for Minster, 10 points for Courtney Pringer, 8 for Rosie Westerbeck, and 2 for Lindsay Rechterman. They scored 10 and 10, 20 in the first half. I'm back. Jessica Berger scored 13 for Fort Laramie. They got 3 from Olivia Quinter, and then 2 each from Gasson and Hoying and Holly Fry. They scored 6. and 16 lead 22-20 at the half.
Wow, buzzer beaters to end both quarters by Westerbeck of Minster, bailing the Wildcats out. Redskins would love to have the last few seconds of each period back defensively. Chuck, it's a two-point game. Redskins up at the break. You take those couple hoops away. If those first two quarters were 7 minutes and 58 or 59 seconds long, as opposed to 8 full minutes, Fort Loramie would have a 6-point lead instead of a 2-point lead. But credit to Minster's Westerbeck. Two big buckets at the end of each period.
Hustle plays, because yes, they were missed shots that she went and grabbed the rebound, yep, and put it back right at the buzzer. So she's been terrific in the first half. Pringer was unstoppable when they got her the ball in the first half. And on the other side, Jessica Berger was being Jessica Berger.
Yeah, 13 points for Jessica in the first half. She got 12 in the first half in the regular season meeting against Minster, then didn't score a field goal the last two quarters in that regular season contest between the two. Obviously, Fort Loramie can ill afford to allow that to happen tonight. The Berger with a blockbuster of a second period for the Redskins, who've been running the floor, Chuck, really well.
That's how they're getting their points. And they, yes, turned it six times, which you can live with the way they're running the floor, running up and down the floor.
Yep, yep.
They've got to get Holly Fry a little more involved. They've gotten the ball to her, but she's struggling trying to get the ball up to the basket. But a guard play. Quinter came off the bench, had a nice 3 points. Gaston started. She's got two. So they're getting what they want. They got five people that scored. Minster's only had three people that score. So it's anybody's ball game. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't put any money either direction right now.
I thought head coach Carlos Eagle pushed the right button going to the zone.
Oh, yeah.
It clearly stymied Minster in that second period.
Yeah, they had to go to the zone because they didn't have an answer for Pringer. And when they did try to guard her down there, they were going to call the foul because the Minster fans were going crazy. So I think the zone was a good call. And I think when Pringer went out, and that's probably why she's been to Columbus a few times.
Exactly. 22-20 Fort Loramie over Minster. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
22-20 Fort Loramie by a bucket over Minster. We're 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Don't forget, after this game, we will hightail it from Vandalia down to the UD Arena to bring you the last quarter and a half or so of tonight's boys basketball game. Division 4 district action from the UD Arena. Jackson Center versus Cincinnati Christian. We hopefully will be there in time to bring you the fourth quarter of play-by-play in color. Same scenario tomorrow night. Jackson Center, Miami Valley girls here at 7 on scoresbroadcast.com. And then a trip to UD to bring you the last quarter plus or so of tomorrow night's Division 4 boys district game between Fort Loramie and Southeastern.
Well, you know, it's tough, and you get out there and you never know what's going to run into. I remember last year trying to get back up to Tip City, and I had the equipment, and I got stuck in a traffic jam because there was a wreck.
Yeah.
And I'm driving on the shoulder, and I went down through a ditch and up through an exit, and luckily I didn't get pulled over, but it's worth it because we just feel the obligation to be there for the boys who we've followed all year. Yes, and we've got the girls' teams playing here in the regional, the Sweet 16.
Right.
Obviously, they need to be covered, so we're right here doing just that. 7 o'clock tips both nights, and then we'll pick up the boys in action in district games shortly after the girls' contests conclude. It's a good idea to get new tires now to grip the road firmly before that next bout of weather hits you. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971, 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A new underwriting sponsor on scorersbroadcast.com, Primary Eye Care Associates, with locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, and in Troy and St. Paris. New location now in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park, formerly in South Main, but now in East Park. That's out across from Tom and Jerry's Heating, Electric, Plumbing, and Air Conditioning. Primary Eye Care Associates, taking care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. Hours, weeknights, Saturday mornings too. Most insurance plans taken. primaryeyecare.org. Primary Eye Care Associates, convenient locations throughout the Upper Miami Valley. Here we go. We start the third quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead, but 2 over Minster, 22-20. Caitlin Lupke to Holly Fry. Deep right corner pass goes to Taylor Gasson. She bobbles, gets it back. Pitches foul line to Lupke. Looks for Berger back door. She catches below the rim. Fires to Lupke, foul line. Open 12-footer. Miss. No good. Rebounded by Minster. Good ball movement by Fort Loramie. The Redskins just could not convert. Minster shooting here for the tie. Westerbeck's got the ball in the right corner. Top of the circle, Spitmeyer. Near side to Yulsman. Throws toward the foul line to Westerbeck. She's double-teamed. Sandwich gives it back up to Yulsman 25 feet away. Now Refkerman, Berger on her. Lindsay with the ball starts a drive on Jessica. Foul line picked up closely. Goes to Pringer in the left corner. And she spins around a couple Loramie players. Might have gotten away with a stutter step, but banked it in anyway. Courtney Pringer playing tonight like a freshman possessed for Minster. How many points for her, Chuck?
That's 12.
Here's Fort Loramie with the game tied. Shooting baseline left. Too hard by Lukey. Holly Fry below the backboard. Foul. Pringer, number 2.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I think that was a bailout. Holly, for some reason, put it on the floor and got it way too far under the baskets. I don't know what Pringer did besides stand there and watch her.
Holly Fry at the free throw line for Fort Loramie. 2 free throws coming. We're tied at 22. A field goal by Westerbeck at the end of the second quarter. Cut Fort Loramie's lead from 4-2. And then a very fine play by Pringer to start the second half for Minster is knotted up the count. Holly Fry's free throw curls out to the left. Missed it. We're still tied at 22. Maddie Brandewee back on the floor for Fort Loramie, the 5'7 senior. Minute and a half gone, third period. 22 apiece. Second foul shot, Holly Fry. She dips the knees and missed it. It lifts the rim in and out. Rebound volleyball around, stolen away from Minster. Berger's got it. Layup is good.
Jessica Berger.
24-22, Fort Loramie. Minster collected the rebound. The feisty Redskins clawed the ball away. Berger picked it up off the deck and pumped it in. Here is Minster, baseline right. A pass to the post, holding foul against Brandewee of Fort Loramie. 6:18 to go in the third, 24-22 in favor of Fort Loramie. This game's going to go right down to the wire, like so many Fort Loramie Redskin games have in the last 10 years. Or I should say Fort Loramie Minster games in the last 10 years. There's a long three-point try by Minster. It is no good. Jessica Berger goes high to spear the rebound. She's undercut by Pringer, and that's number 3. She picks up 2 real quickly.
in less than 2 minutes to start the second half, and that hurts the Minster cause dearly.
Well, man just said that should have been her third foul, not her second. Her second foul, not her third. I have to agree with her.
6 minutes to go, period number three. Here's a pass to the far side of the floor, intended on the play to go from Gasson to Berger, swiped out of bounds by Retkerman of Minster.
Well, I'll tell you what, a six-point lead in this game would be huge.
It sure would. 24-22, Fort Loramie up a basket. Brandwood inbound on the far side. Maddie fires into Berger in the left corner. She's doubled, gives it up to Brandwood. Brandwood hangs on, back to Gasson. Gasson crossover dribble near side to Quinter. And what do we have? Holly Fry maybe in the post for Fort Loramie, using her elbow to clear out. It's ruled an offensive foul. 5:53 to go, period number three. 24-22 Fort Loramie. Foul number two on Fry. Well, we'll see how Minster's offense performs, Chuck, with Pringer off the court now, probably for an extended period.
Well, she's going to have to sit a little bit. I mean, it's going to depend on the score and how things go. But they still got Westerbeck, and I think she needs to. I talked about Berger being unselfish. I think Rosie needs to take more shots right now.
Yep, sure. Here is Hillsman midcourt for Minster on the dribble against Gasson. Down the right side. Pulls up. Hands off to Retkerman 30 feet away. Back to Hillsman 25 feet out. Dribble drive right corner around Gasson. Goes to the baseline. Maybe over guarding by Taylor. It's ruled a foul. Not on the shot, I believe, on the floor.
I wonder if anybody warned these officials what this game was going to be like tonight, because they're not from this area.
Three team fouls on Fort Loramie here in the second half. Ball inbounded to Hillsman, 30 feet out. Loops it opposite side of the circle to Borgerding. Allie Borgerding's got it. 20 feet away, top of the key, picked up by Randaway. Coming out to get it is Retkerman. Started a drive, pulled out. Here's a drive by Lindsay, baseline left. Spin move, good! Oh, what a play by Lindsay Retkerman. We're tied up at 24. Long throw down the floor to Quinter for Fort Loramie. Now to Brandewey on the arc. Back to Gasson. Bounce pass Quinter right side. Olivia swings it to Fry, who barrels down the lane all the way to the rack. Laid it up too hard. Rebound low on the left. Yes! Maddie Brandewey got the stick back. Good play by Maddie. Well done by Brandewey. 26-24 Redskins. Here's a wild pass by Minster, picked off there by Retkerman after being deflected by Fort Loramie. And now the Wildcats reset the attack. 4:31 to go, third quarter. Maddie Brandewey gave attention to detail on that last rebound. It looked like Minster was going to get the miss by Fry, but Brandewey sneaked in to snare it and dropped in the field goal. Fort Loramie up two. Here's Retkerman. Hop, skip and a jump into the lane. Shot blocked. It goes out to the timeline. Picked up there by Westerbeck. In the corner, Hillsman. Off balance. Shot it way long. Weak side rebound, Berger. It's a track meet. Jessica zips down the right side of the floor. Into the corner. Dribbled off her foot. Couldn't get it. It rolled out of bounds. 3:57 to go in the third quarter. 26-24. Fort Loramie up two. Brandewey, Fry, and Gasson come off for Fort Loramie. First appearance for Abby Holdhouse, the 5'10 sophomore. Holdhouse on the court now, along with Lupke and Quinter, Katie Hoing and Berger. 2-point lead Redskins. Minster's got the ball in the arc. It's Hillsman. Lupke guards her. Hillsman bounce pass right side to Retkerman. They clear out for her. She starts to go to work against Quinter. Quinter tries to set up. It's ruled a defensive foul as both players hit the deck 10 feet from the hoop.
I just got word that they've started the clock, and it looks like tips at UD is going to be about 8:10.
Oh, that helps us. Here's Mr. lobbing into the common foul at the free throw stripe. Caught by Retkerman. Shot blocked. Deflected into the hands of Fort Loramie. Good play by Berger. Down to Holdhouse. Holdhouse, the 5'10 sophomore, gets it between the rings. 3:20 left in the third. 30 feet away, Berger. Nearly fouled. Jessica dribbles. Little pick and roll with Holdhouse. Punched away by Minster. Loose on the floor. Gobbled up on the play by Westerbeck. Still a 2-point game for Loramie. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Westerbeck, 25 feet out, dribbles foul line, wants to shoot, leans in, off balance, poor attempt, rebound on the floor. Two, three players tie it up. One of them is Katie Hoing of Fort Loving, and the arrow enables Minster to keep it. Well, you can tell the nerves are tight, the rims are tight. Holly Fry back on the floor for Fort Loving. Maddie Brandon, we in two. Jessica Berger to get a very brief respite. Baseline right, Gilsman lobbing in. Oh, good play by Holly Fry. She deflects it down the floor, goes and gets it, drives, pulls up, and lays it in! Super defensive play by Holly Fry. She took it the length of the court after knocking it free. Fry with a big bucket to give Fort Loamy a four-point cushion. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Standout effort by Holly Fry. Redskins needed that lift. Deep in the right corner, it is Borgerding with the ball for Minster. Knocked away, gets it back, goes baseline. Holly Fry steps in front and picks up the defensive foul, her third. Now we're going to bring Hoing back into the game for her now. 28-24, Fort Loamy by four. 2:24 remaining in the third quarter. A new underwriting sponsor on the air with us tonight is Superior Aluminum in Rushi, along with the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, which has been on the web with us the last couple weeks. Here's the ball thrown in bounds to Westerbeck, top of the key. There's a wild 19-footer way off to the left. Didn't hit the rim. It glanced off the glass into the hands of Holdhouse. Down the floor to Hoing. Low on the left for Fort Loamy. Banks up a six-footer. It bounded away. No good. Tie up in the paint. Fort Loamy will keep it. Real good look there by Katie Hoing. Just didn't get the bounce on the iron. This is a big possession for the Redskins, who could go up six.
Yeah, this would be big for them.
2 minutes, 7 seconds to go, third quarter. Ball lobbed into Berger, foul line. It's on the deck. She's guarded closely. She leans in, seven-footer, bouncing. No. It came off the rim, went to the corner of the floor. Minster banged it out of bounds. Fort Loamy still has it.
Everybody knows everybody's inbounds plays, and they had that one stymied from the beginning.
Exactly. No secrets here tonight in terms of plays run. Carla knows Nan. Nan knows Carla. The players know each other on both teams. Here's Berger, top of the circle. Spins into the paint. Double teamed. Almost triple teamed. Carla Siegel, head coach of Fort Loamy, gets a timeout to save that possession. 28-24 Redskins, minute 44 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Because of the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi and other strong and healthy employers, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. As Jessica Berger catches the inbounds pass for Fort Loamy, and she loops in a soft 13-footer right in front of the basket. It hit the front rim, the backboard, and rolled down through. And then Lupke makes a steal at midcourt. Lupke barges down the left side. A minute 20 to go, third quarter. Fort Loamy up six. Head of the key, it's Berger. Berger 30 feet away. 1:16 to go in the third. Berger, deep right corner, Holdhouse. Holdhouse hangs on, pitches back to Berger, cross court. She shoots the three, banked it too hard, no good. Long rebound down to Minster, goes to Borgerding. That was a wasted possession right there by the Redskins.
But that would have been huge, and I have no problem with Jessica taking that three right there.
It looked like she tried to use the backboard from way out on the floor. 6-point lead, though, Fort Loamy. Here's Berger reaching in, getting a hand on it, clawing the ball away for the Minster player, who then fouled to get it back. Jessica Berger showing a lot of tenacity at the defensive end, Chuck.
She always does.
She was a freshman playing JV. The first thing I noticed about the girl was her defense and how she's become a heck of an offensive player. But, boy, she still plays defense as well as anybody.
And I tell you what, Chuck, I'm surprised Courtney Prater is not back in.
Yeah.
45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Redskins up 6, 30-24. Yep, Minster's offense hits a snag when Bringer is off the court in this game, that's for sure. Top of the circle, Gasson. Oh, a good defensive play by Borgerling, who reaches in to bear hug the basketball, earn the tie up in the arrow. It goes back to Minster. Two possessions now for Fort Loramie with opportunities to go up 8. 30 seconds left in the third. Well, you have to believe Bringer will come out to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no doubt.
Here's Westerbeck, 30 feet out. Gets a screen. Good switch off by Fort Loramie. Westerbeck, baseline left. Hoeing guards are 20 feet away. Good defense by Katie. Deep in the left corner, Minster with 13 seconds to go in the period. Cross court to Borgerty. He shoots the three. No good off the heel. Strong rebound by Hoeing, and she's flattened to the floor. Foul Minster. 7 seconds to go.
Well, if nothing else, they should be able to keep the ball away from Rosie Westerbeck to make the last pass for the third quarter.
Now, the Redskins should get the last shot to end this period. And a field goal here by Fort Loramie would be huge. Up 6 now, 7 seconds to go. Third quarter, 30-24 Fort Loramie. Here's Berger to the timeline. She may keep it all the way. Ball knocked away by Minster in backcourt. Stolen. Stolen by the Wildcats. There's a long-running three-pointer by Borgerding. It rimmed. It was a 35-footer. After the Fort Loramie turnover, the shot would have counted. Boy, that would have been a huge boost for the Wildcats. But it spun around and came out from long, long range on the court by Borgerding. Third quarter's history. Fort Loramie up 6. 30-24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
You should not miss out on a high-quality furniture price just right at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for even more savings. Cash in on the coupons, goffneyfurniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture. We start the fourth quarter. Redskins have got the ball. Deep in the right corner, it's Berger. Twisting between a couple, three players. Shot deflected. Loramie Bench thought Jessica was fouled. She might have been. Here's Minster backcourt. It gets pressure with the ball. Traveling called. Good decision by the referee as Fort Loramie's defense collapsed on the ball handler, and she shifted both feet.
Yeah, but if on the shot, that should have been the fourth foul on Bringer.
It sure should have. Courtney Bringer fouled Berger. There's a big-time inbounds pass to Berger, low on the left. Shot fake, and then she's hacked. Let's see who picks it up for Minster. Down low on the left.
It's going to be Schmidtmeier, I'm pretty sure.
Foul on Schmidtmeier. And Jessica Berger's at the free throw line. A chance for the Redskins now to edge the lead out to 7 or 8. Shot by Jessica. Good. She hasn't missed a free throw, has she, Chuck?
5 for 5.
Boy, down the turn of the trail. When your better players get to the free throw line often and drain them at a high percentage, that gives your team a big lift. That's a weapon. Getting fouled and making shots at the free throw line. Jessica notches two. And Fort Loramie has stretched the lead to 8. 32-24, 7:16 to go here in the fourth quarter. Baseline drive. Good work on the play by Fisher, or I should say Reckman. Got too far under, though, and missed it. Fort Warner, the long rebound. Down to Berger. Stops and shoots from 20. Hard, no good. Loose ball rebound. Holly Fry in the lane. She slid her foot and walked. Good call by the referee.
I think the game's been well called.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too. Redskins got a little bit of a hurry on that possession, up 8. Could have run some clock, taken their time.
Looking for the dagger, though, and I think that's what they were doing with Jessica on that jumper right there.
Yeah. Here is Westerbeck to Redkerman, deep in the left corner. Mentor's outside shooting has been missing in this game. Ball lobbed in the lane to Pringer. She's double-teamed, squares up, blocked in the play by Horing. Berger was there, too. Whistle blows, foul called. Two free throws coming up, Courtney Pringer.
This will be the first two free throws of the game for Minster.
And that's a factor. Lorne has gotten to the stripe in the act of shooting. Minster is not. Pringer, 2-3 quick dribbles. Minster down 8, 6:40 to go in the fourth. Free throw, Pringer, swish. Redskins led 32-24 with just under 7 to play in the fourth quarter. First foul shot, Pringer, good. 32-25. Second free throw, Courtney, on the way. It is in and out, no good. Rebound jerked down off the board by Quinter of Fort Lauderdale. Here comes Olivia to midcourt. Minster is harassing, overplaying with a man-to-man. Here's Berger, right baseline. To Brandewey, good pass down inside to Fry. Shot blocked, the foul, no call. Holly got it back. It hit the side of the board, into the corner. Brandewey saved it back in right to a Minster player. Wildcats down the right side. Here's Springer, spinning, turning, baseline right. It rolled around and came off, no good. Good position down inside by Holly Fry. Over the back, Redkerman picked up the foul from Minster.
Boy, at first I thought that Pringer was trying to do something she wasn't capable of. That almost went down.
Yeah, that move by Pringer began well out on the floor. She looked like a guard. She dribbled around a couple players like a top. She spun baseline right. Good attempt. She used glass. It almost went in. Redkerman fouled over the shoulder. That was a big sequence. 16 fouls each way, by the way, right now. Each club in the 1-1 as the Redskins, under a little pressure, nerves are displayed. Fort Laramie pitches the ball out of bounds as Minster had four defenders in backcourt, and it caused the error from the Redskins.
Sometimes you get the wrong people with the basketball.
Fort Laramie has had now four opportunities to take this lead out to 9. Here is Minster, high right. Bringer's got the ball. The lead is 7 now. Hulsman throws around the top of the circle. Then it's heaved on the arc to Redkerman. Baseline right, Westerbeck starts a drive, pulls back out. Good defense by Brandewey. Inside to Pringer. Pringer dives toward the rim, shot it way too hard. Weak side rebound collected by Minster. Yes, the Wildcats have got the ball. Foul called against Fort Laramie's Gasson, who elbowed Allie Borgerding.
Well, that's a correct call. Borgerding had the advantage on the rebound, and Taylor jumped over her back.
Fort Laramie bench not pleased, but Borgerding shoots the 1-1. It is swished by Allie Borgerding of Minster to make it 32-26 in favor of Fort Laramie. 5:28 to go in the fourth. Second free throw attempt here for Borgerding. Both clubs in the bonus, 17 fouls in Fort Laramie, 6 on Minster. Borgerding calmly connects on 2 at the free throw line, and it's 32-27. And Minster has got Gasson cornered in the backcourt, and somehow, someway, Fort Laramie gets a timeout called. It's a full. 5:24 to go in the fourth. Redskins hang on to a 5-point lead. Brooklands has been a fixture in downtown Fort Laramie since the late 1800s when mules pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brooklands has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. successful nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. Sit back, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barnhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie to Berger in backcourt. She sprints up ahead, lost the ball momentarily. She's double-teamed. Minster tackles her and fouls. It is not a jump ball. Wildcats wanted the arrow to come into play, but Berger's at the stripe with a one-on-one. And I tell you what, Chuck, if the Redskins are able to keep the ball in Jessica's hands and she continues to be hot at the stripe, Fort Loramie should be in business.
Well, they need to keep it in her hands now in that full-court pressure. When they get into the mid-court, then they're going to be okay.
Third foul on Bordering of Minster. 1-1 for Jessica Berger of the Redskins, who are up 5, 32-27. It is bouncing, no good. Hit the heel twice, kicked away to Bordering. Minster can cut it down to 2 or 3. Long throw to Reckerman, inside the arc, let it fly. Missed it long. Saved inbounds by Westerbeck, but right to a Fort Loramie player, Gasson. Gasson gets it out of trouble to Randowee. Back to Taylor. Up ahead to Berger in the forecourt, and the Redskins slow it down. Minster missed an opportunity there, hoisting up a long one. Redskins got the ball back, still up 5. Pushing out of the arc. Westerbeck against Quinter. Well, they need to make free throws now. Olivia Quinter at the line for Fort Loramie with a 1-1. Team foul 8 on Minster. It's 32-27 Fort Loramie. 4:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Big free throws here. She needs the second. Got to make the first initially. Oh, it's in and out. It rattled and rattled some more. The rebound into the corner. Minster tracks it down. There's a pass up over the timeline. Let's see, did Fort Loramie touch it? Deflection of the Redskins out of bounds into the Minster bench.
Yeah, this is not like Loramie to miss free throws at this spot in the game. That's the front end of 2 1-and-1s now. They could have pushed this lead back out to almost double figures.
Yes. Redskins have left 4 points on the floor, missing 2 1-and-1s. Redskins lead still at 5. 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Leanne Hulsman 25 feet away. Chuck, there's not been a three made in this game, has there?
Yeah, Berger had one in the second quarter.
You're right. Jessica did make one. Here's Westerbeck, baseline drive for Minster. Pulls it back out to Pringer, who's 30 feet away. Now she goes and sets up shop inside as the ball is dealt to Hulsman on the arc. Lobbing to Westerbeck. They clear out for Rosie. Twisting and turning in the lane around Brandewee. Off balance. Good double team of the Redskins. Shot was errant. Taken down by Fort Loramie. Well, it's become a defensive struggle the last 2.5 minutes.
7:27 was the last time that Loramie scored in this game.
Redskins have gone 4 minutes without a point. Here's a great drive by Berger, laid up on the backboard, the rim. No good. It trickled off. Rebound yanked off the glass by Minster. Here comes Hulsman. Still a 5-point game. 3.5 to go. Westerbeck inside to Pringer. 7-foot bank shot. Missed it hard. No good. Rebound in the paint, a shove by Fort Loramie, and Minster gets the 1-1. Schmidtmeyer toes the stripe, a chance to whittle Fort Loramie's lead down to 3. Redskins led 32-24, 4 minutes ago. Since that point in time, Chuck, only 3 points have been netted, all by Minster, and those have been free throws. Correct. Not a field goal in 4 minutes, I don't believe.
Not a field goal by either team.
Nope. Schmidtmeyer shoots the 1-1. Yes, she's got it. Minster connecting now at the free throw line with regularity. And Fort Laramie's lead is shaved to four. 3:32 to go. Second shot by Schmidtmeyer. She pops home another one. Full timeout, Minster, as the Wildcats get back into contention. 3.5 left. Fort Laramie up three on scorespodcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Adams Tech Solutions in Ann Arbor, near McCartyville, is owned by Adam Rice, and it reaches out to aid small businesses with high-tech computer solutions. Adams Tech Solutions, PC and network repair, remote management, data transfer, data recovery, upgrades, custom builds, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Call on Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions, high quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948, Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Well, Fort Laramie eventually got the ball inbound to Jessica Berger, was fouled. She's at the free throw line with a one-on-one situation. Big shot goes in, and the Redskins are up four. And
Jessica has 20.
Jessica 4 points above her per-game average, coming up big here tonight. She tries to make it a five-point advantage. Missed it long, no good. Rebound tied up at the foul line. A tussle for it. Pranger and Brandewey, Minster possession. Fort Laramie ahead by four, 33-29. 3:26 left to go in the fourth quarter. That the Redskins have left 5 points on the floor at the free throw line, Chuck, in the last several minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing that loses a game like this.
Dribbling is Hulsman, midcourt for Minster. Oh, a high dribble. She simply coughed it up into the Minster bench, out of bounds. That's a huge turnover. 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie's down the double bonus. Redskins get the ball. That was an uncaused mistake.
Yep, well, there's some pressure out there, that's for sure.
Berger, timeline for Fort Laramie on the bounce. Got to keep it in Jessica's hands. Defense by Borgerty. They chase Quinter. It goes to Berger in the right corner. Two on her. Cross court to Brandewey. Oh, a fake to the right. Went to the left. The jitterbug move turned into a travel.
Man, you just need to take a deep breath and pretend like you're at practice.
Here comes Minster. Again, a chance for Minster to cut it to two. 2:48 to go in the game. Hulsman 25 feet away. Minster without a three-pointer in the contest. Wildcats have not drained a triple in this game. Here's a pick and roll for Pringer down on the inside. Randy anticipates it and steals. Maddie in backcourt went up off the floor. Didn't deliver the pass. It's ruled a turnover. I think it was the right call. Did both shoes lift off the hardwood, Chuck?
Yeah, she's just in panic mode. She needs to just calm down.
Fort Laramie up four. Minster inbounding. It goes on the arc for the three-point shooter. Way off to the left of Borgerty. Rebound saved inbounds to Hulsman. Back to Schmidtmeyer, 30 feet out. To Pringer, goes to work and Fry. Spinning. Uh-oh, I think Holly got her from the back. If so, it's number four. And I think head coach Carla Siegel is spot on. Bringer clearly shuffled her feet before drawing the foul.
She has a tendency to move her feet on that move, and as a freshman, that's something you can certainly alleviate.
2 minutes, 24 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Courtney Pringer at the line for Minster. the last of the Wildcats' one-and-one situations. Courtney eyes the basket, shots on the way. It rattles and snaps out. No good. Katie Wing with a big rebound. Enormous miss there by Minster. The ball is in the cylinder, and it popped free. And now Berger's got the ball at midcourt for Fort Loring. Redskins stretch the floor. Loop near side to Quinter. 2:07 to go. Pulling top of the circle back out to Berger. And head coach Carlos Siegel for Fort Loring wants a timeout. 2:04 left in this game. So many thanks to our Fort Loring game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loring, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loring, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loring. These new underwriting sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Francis Schulte on the web at francisschulte.com, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E. And Superior Aluminum on the web at superioraluminum.com. Thanks, too, to Sydney Car Care on 4th Avenue in Sydney, a new underwriting sponsor. Tell Todd Brown and Corey Shreves, co-owners, that you heard about Sydney Car Care on scoresbroadcast.com. Sydney Car Care is affordably priced, very honest with you about what your car needs. Call, make an appointment today, 492-9495. Sydney Car Care in Sydney, 492-9495, formerly known as McLean's Service Center. Sydney Car Care in Sydney on 4th between the hospital and the drive-in theater.
Amazingly, there are some people actually leaving the gym right now. They must not be basketball fans.
Yeah, I see a few folks filing out, not many, because this game is very undecided. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Redskins up four with the ball. Here's Quinter, 35 feet away. Both teams in the double bonus. Quinter is being guarded tightly near center court. It's ruled a 5-second call. Turnover, Fort Loring. Minster gets it back.
And you got to have a clock in your head. If you get to the four count, you got to pick the ball up and restart the count.
Here's Hulsman over the timeline for Minster. Bounce pass, far wing to Retkerman. On the arc to Hulsman. Long three-pointer chucked up, overshot it. Weak side rebound, it's on the deck. It's scraped off the hardwood by Retkerman. Back out to Hulsman. Minster restarts. 1:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loring up four. Big offensive rebound right there for Minster. Here's Borgerding, faking right, going left. 8-foot jump shot, way short. Good defense by Fort Loring. Rebound, Katie Hoyne, kicked out of bounds by Minster. Well, the Wildcats have shot the ball poorly from any distance out on the court.
Yes, they have, and Fort Loring hasn't shot the ball here in the fourth quarter.
Redskins were stuck at 32 with 7 minutes left in the game, only 1 point since. Here's a deflection on the inbounds pass by Fort Loring, taken away by Minster. 1:13 to go, still a four-point game, Fort Loring, 33-29. Ball thrown to Pranger in the post. Goes to work on Horn. Drives. Overshoots it. Foul. Katie Horn. Well, when Pranger gets it that close, you just about have to foul her. She got the ball on the block 3 feet away. But Katie tagged her well enough to cause the miss. Pranger's got to earn two at the stripe. 1:03 to go. Fort Loring up four. Free throw by Pranger in the air. Rimmed it, no good. She had a previous free throw go in and out.
I'll tell you what, that basket right now has to look like a tin can up there to these girls.
In the fourth quarter so far, 5 free throws for Minster and 1, 2, 3 free throws for Fort Loring. No field goals. 1:03 to go. Second shot is up by Pringer. It is good. 33-30, Fort Loring. In backcourt, it's Berger. Berger to Gasson, back to Jessica. She dribbles up. She'll be double-teamed and trapped. Nope, she spins away. Out of difficulty. Jessica still in the bounce. Loops it near side to Gasson. 50 seconds to go. Minster flicks it away. It goes to the timeline. Two players hop on the ball. A white shirt, a black shirt. Arrow says Redskins possession.
Well, they're just not even looking to attack the basket, Jack. They need to look to try to score. 48.1 to go. Here in the fourth quarter, Fort Loring inbounds. Berger in backcourt.
43 seconds to go. Jessica dribbles up. She's double-teamed. Almost got fouled. Gave it up to Quinter. Quinter is fouled by Borgerding. Olivia's got the double bonus. We are at the go with the Minster fans. I did that with an awfully quick whistle. We are perched in the second row behind the scores table among the Minster crowd. And the cheering section for the Wildcats did not like the last call. Thought it should have been a travel instead of a foul. When play resumes, Chuck, 38.7 to go. Redskins will be at the stripe. Quinter, 1-1. Fort Loring up 3, 33-30. What a heck of a game. I thought it would take at least 40 to win it. But here in the fourth quarter, Chuck, the nerves have tightened up so much. Neither team's made a field goal.
Well, they're 5 miles apart. They see each other every day. They probably swim at the same swimming pool. They go to the same dances. They hang out in the same places. The pressure is amazing on these young ladies on both sides.
Yep, it sure is. So many thanks to Primary Eye Care Associates. We'll have a newly produced commercial on the web with us tomorrow night for Primary Eye Care Associates, voiced by one of the 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care, Dr. Karen Fortman of Fort Lauderdale. Primary Eye Care Associates on scorersbroadcast.com, new underwriting sponsor. 5 convenient locations, Fort Lauderdale, Sydney, Jackson Center, St. Paris, and Troy. On the web at primaryeyecare.org, taking care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. 1-1 for Quinter. Free throw is looped up and in. All net. She swished it. And the Redskins are up 4.
Now that's a big point right there. It takes away the one possession tie.
Exactly. Second free throw, Quinter. Off to the right. No good. The rebound is jerked off the glass by Schmidtmeyer of Minster. Almost walked at midcourt. Gave it up to Westerbeck. 30 seconds to go. Maddie Wilsman. Minster down 4. 26 seconds to go. Pringer foul line. Drive. Left hand down the lane. Banked it too hard. No good. Great rebound on the play by Holly Fry of Fort Loramie. And a foul over the back by Minster. And the Redskins up 4. Shoot the double bonus with 21.1 to go.
Reckerman has fouled out. I'll tell you what, she is a real force defensively.
Lindsay Reckerman is off the floor now for Minster. 5 fouls for Lindsay. She has been an outstanding performer for the Minster Wildcats all year long. Free throw, Holly Fry, a big one. Double bonus, first one is good. 35-30 in favor of Fort Loramie.
You don't have to make baskets to win basketball games.
Second free throw, Holly Fry, 21.1 left. Lindsay Reckerman, just a junior for Minster. She fouled out. She'll return next year. Holly Fry makes them both. Redskins are up 6. 36-30, Fort Loramie. Minster's got the ball, top of the circle. It is Westerbeck, Daddy Wilsman. She wants to shoot the 3. Loops it cross court. Long jumper behind the arc by Schmidtmeyer. In and out. No good. Rebound Berger of Fort Loramie. 5 seconds to go. Jessica dribbles out of trouble to the timeline. It's over. It's over. Fort Loramie has hit Minster 36-30. And the Redskins advance on to the regional championship game on Saturday night here at Vandalia Butler against the Miami Valley Jackson Center winner. And we'll be here with all the play-by-play in color for you at 6:40 p.m. on Saturday. Neither team scored a bucket in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie prevailed by 6, 36-30. A very good second quarter for Fort Loramie. Redskins pumped in 16, and that lifted the Redskins to the win, Chuck.
Well, that was the difference right there, but my goodness, what a game. It was exactly what we expected. Defensive. They beat up each other all over the floor. And Loramie just had a little bit extra there at the end to win the basketball game.
Chuck, before we depart, let's listen eventually here to at least a 30-second message from LaCal Equipment, the Minster Lady Wildcats, with a few seniors
on this roster who will be missed. They played their last game this season and in their career at Minster tonight. Leanne Hulsman is a senior and also a senior, Hannah Schmidtmeyer. In fact, that's it. Only two 12th graders on the entire roster for Minster. The Lady Wildcats finished the year 21-5. They will be very, very strong again next year. And you can look forward to Minster being right back here in the region next season. And for the Fort Laramie Redskins, several seniors, Taylor Gasson, Olivia Quinter, Maddie Brandewee, Jessica Berger, Katie Hoing, Holly Fry, those six will play again on Saturday in a regional championship game for a berth in the state Final Four. All of these seniors, Minster, Fort Laramie, outstanding student athletes. They are recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Maybe I'll like it.
Wrap it up very quickly here on scoresbroadcast.com. Understand that Jackson Center leads Cincinnati Christian 8-3 at the end of one in a boys Division IV district championship game at the UD Arena. That's where we are headed. Hopefully, we're able to pick up the action in the third quarter down at UD in about 30 minutes or so. Chuck or Clancy, stars of the game, Jessica Berger and perhaps Courtney Pringer.
I think you picked them right off the top there.
Berger and Pringer, the two stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Jessica Berger with a big 11-point second quarter to ignite the Fort Laramie Redskins to a halftime lead of 2 over Minster, 22-20. And Fort Laramie's defense did the rest, Chuck. Minster in the entire second half, just 2 field goals.
10 points.
10 points. Only 2 buckets from the floor for Minster in the third and fourth quarters. Fort Laramie's defense got it done down the stretch, and the Redskins win it. It's off to the UD Arena, coming up in about a half hour or so. The completion of the boys' District 4 game between Jackson Center and Cincinnati Christian. Jackson Center leading early on by 5 in that contest at UD. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying so long for about 30 minutes as Fort Laramie defeats Minster in Game 1 tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, 36-30.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.